Israel and the Palestinian Authority have held their highest level meeting in months, even as each side warns their six-month conflict is slipping into all-out war. Talks between Israel's Foreign Minister Shimon Peres and Palestinian Cabinet Minister Nabil Shaath today in Athens are also the most significant contacts since Ariel Sharon was elected Israel's Prime Minister on February 6th. The meeting followed one of Israel's heaviest aerial bombardments yet in the Gaza Strip. Israel called it retaliation for a mortar attack on a Jewish settlement that critically wounded a one-year-old child. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
It was Israel's third air attack in a week. Action Palestinians seem to believe is a new pattern. By late afternoon, security forces had cleared out of their offices without warning, expecting to be targeted. Palestinian families scrambled to create makeshift bomb shelters, rushing children into basements and back rooms. Palestinian medical workers report 70 people were wounded in an intense 20-minute assault. Dozens of missiles slammed into police posts and the headquarters of Yasser Arafat's elite guard unit known as 417. There were targets in the south and north of the Gaza Strip, as well as on the outskirts of Gaza City. Palestinians denounced the attacks so near large residential areas. Israeli officials insisted their operation aimed at avoiding civilian casualties. They denounced the earlier attack on a Jewish settlement as the deliberate targeting of civilians. Three homemade mortars were lobbed into the heavily guarded settlement of Etzmona, injuring the infant and lightly wounding his mother. Dori Gold, an advisor to Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, said the attack bore the hallmark of previous action by the Force 17 Guard Unit, and he was not surprised that the militant Lebanese group Hezbollah issued a claim of responsibility.
We have seen that Hezbollah has been creating a liaison relationship with Force 17 over the last number of weeks. It's something that Israel has been aware of, and it's something that Israel has warned about.
Israel says Palestinians are forcing an escalation of the conflict by using heavier arms and improving their precision. Palestinian gunmen shot dead two Israeli soldiers Sunday and Monday. An Israeli commander yesterday announced that from now on, his soldiers will be under shoot-to-kill orders. Palestinians accuse Israel of continued excessive force and point to mounting civilian casualties on their side. A 4-year-old Palestinian girl was among the wounded in skirmishes this week. Palestinian security chief Mohammed Dahlan insists no military might will quash resistance to Israel's 3-decade-long occupation in the West Bank and Gaza. He says the Israeli crackdown during the past half year of conflict has brought frustrated Palestinians to a very dangerous stage. He told reporters, "Death and life are at the same point. We have nothing to lose."
We have the right to defend ourselves using every means that we choose to defend ourselves. This does not mean that we will carry out attacks in Tel Aviv or operations in Tel Aviv. But no one can fully control the emotions of an angry people who have lost their future.
Israel has blamed the Palestinian Authority for supporting bus and car bombings inside Israel proper, a charge PA officials deny. Security Chief Dahlan insists only a political breakthrough can ease the conflict, but Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is adamant he will not negotiate under fire. Advisor Dori Gold says a tit-for-tat on who's most responsible for the violence is pointless.
We can get into a chicken or the egg kind of argument, but there's something very clear. When Yasser Arafat shook the hand of our late Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin on the White House lawn in 1993, he renounced terrorism and put it behind him. For the Palestinians now to change the rules of the game and mix terrorism with negotiation is completely unacceptable to the vast majority of Israelis and to the National Unity Government, which Prime Minister Sharon heads.
Israeli officials say their only immediate aim remains a ceasefire. Toward that end, Israeli and Palestinian security officials say they plan to meet again soon with American mediation. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.